Chapter 1. Introduction. The Silent Battles After Service. What You Don't See When a Veteran Comes Home. When most people think about veterans, they picture someone strong, disciplined, and brave. They imagine the uniform, the salute, the honor of serving the country. But what they don't always see is what happens after the uniform is folded and the battlefield is far behind. For many veterans, the toughest fight begins when they come home. It's a battle that doesn't show up in photos or parades. It's a war that happens inside the mind and body. It's silent, invisible, and ongoing. This is the battle of PTSD and TBI. Many veterans return from service with scars no one can see. These are not the kind of wounds that require stitches or casts. These are the injuries that live in the brain and the soul. They affect how someone sleeps, how they trust, how they feel emotions, and even how they speak or think clearly. These wounds can make the world feel unsafe even in the middle of a quiet room. They can turn a loving home into a place of fear or confusion. They can make a veteran feel like they are still in danger long after the danger is gone. Two injuries that are hard to talk about. Post-traumatic stress disorder, known as PTSD, is one of the most common mental health struggles for veterans. It happens when the brain doesn't know how to stop reacting to trauma. The body stays in survival mode, ready to fight or flee, even when there is no threat. This constant state of alertness is exhausting. It can lead to nightmares, flashbacks, panic, and deep emotional numbness. Veterans with PTSD often feel like they're trapped between two worlds. One is the world they came from, the military world of discipline, mission, and structure. The other is the civilian world that keeps moving without understanding what they've been through. Then there is TBI, traumatic brain injury. This injury often happens from a blast, a fall, or a hit to the head. Many veterans have suffered TBIs during training or combat without even realizing it at the time. Some call it getting their bell rung or feeling foggy for a while. But even a mild TBI can change a person's life. It can affect memory, speech, emotions, and focus. It can make it hard to read a book, drive a car, or have a simple conversation. And because it's a physical injury to the brain, it sometimes gets overlooked or misdiagnosed. Many veterans have both PTSD and TBI, and the symptoms often overlap. This makes it hard to know what's really going on. That confusion can delay the help they need. And when you're unsure what's wrong, it's easy to feel lost or helpless. Why this book exists. This book was written because these injuries matter. Veterans matter. Their families matter. And the public has a role to play too. The goal of this book is to explain what PTSD and TBI are in a way that makes sense. Not with a lot of technical talk or medical terms, but in a way that anyone can understand. This book is for the veteran who doesn't have the words to explain what they're going through. It's for the spouse who sees their loved one changing and doesn't know why. It's for the parent, the child, the neighbor, the friend who wants to help but doesn't know how. And it's for the grateful civilian who wants to be part of the solution, not just a bystander. There are many things people don't realize about living with PTSD or TBI. A veteran may look calm on the outside, but feel like they're in the middle of chaos inside. Loud noises, crowded places, even the tone of someone's voice can bring back memories they don't want. They may avoid certain situations or people without knowing exactly why. They may struggle with trust or anger or sadness that seems to come out of nowhere. These reactions are not signs of weakness. They are signs of wounds still healing. Some veterans carry guilt. They feel ashamed for surviving when others didn't. They feel bad for how they act around loved ones. They may not reach out for help because they were trained to be tough. They think asking for help means they're broken or failing. But that's not true. Asking for help is a sign of strength. Healing is possible. Recovery is not only real, it's necessary. No one should have to fight these battles alone. The path forward starts with understanding. When the public understands what these conditions are, they can help more. When families understand, they can support without feeling helpless. When veterans understand they're not alone, they are more likely to seek care. This book is a bridge. It connects the medical with the personal, the science with the human story. It shares what it's like to live with PTSD and TBI and what can be done to heal and thrive. Throughout these chapters, you'll read about what causes PTSD and TBI, what symptoms look like, and how they are different. You'll learn how these injuries affect daily life. You'll see what treatment looks like and what recovery feels like. And you'll learn what you, as a reader, can do, whether you're a veteran yourself or someone who cares deeply. No one asked for these battles, but they are real. They are hard. And they are being fought every day. In bedrooms, in grocery stores, in waiting rooms, in the middle of the night when the world is quiet but the mind is loud. This book is a light for those in the dark. It is a guide, a companion, and a reminder that wounds we don't see still deserve attention, care, and healing. Let's walk this together. The military taught discipline, courage, and teamwork. Now is the time to use those same values to help veterans face a new kind of mission, a mission of healing, a mission of hope, a mission where no one is left behind, not in combat, not in silence, and not in suffering. Welcome to this journey. It begins with understanding, grows through compassion, and ends with possibility. Let's take the first step together.